June the 2nd, 2011, Auckland Rail Tunnel. The Minister of Transport, Stephen Joyce, said today that the government does not have the money for the Auckland Rail Tunnel through the Central Business District, the CBD. Mr. Joyce does not believe that the tunnel would bring enough benefit to Auckland. The 3.5-kilometre tunnel would cost $2.4 billion. The Auckland City Council believes that the tunnel would bring $1.3 billion in transport benefits and $3.3 billion wider benefits to the CBD, like more businesses. The government's figures are $387 million in transport benefits and $305 million in wider benefits. Transport benefits would come from having fewer buses. Mr. Joyce also said that Auckland already is getting 46% of New Zealand's transport money for things like the Newmarket Viaduct and the Victoria Park Tunnel to the motorway. He said that the council should look at alternatives to the rail tunnel, like more park and ride stops, more expensive parking for cars, and more housing alongside the present railway. The Mayor, Len Brown, made the CBD rail tunnel one of his main election promises to Aucklanders. He will not give up his plan to have a rail tunnel. It would be very expensive for Auckland ratepayers to find the $2.4 billion. Auckland really needs some help from the government. Perhaps this will happen in the future.